Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the first time in a week. We are back in our seats, and it's good to be here. Stream is down. We know that. We have had all kinds of problems with our internet here, and that's what's kept us off the air for the last 2 days. This building was chained up. It was down, had no power. It's been
like most of Houston.
Like most of Houston, you're right. Yeah, it was what a week we had. How much has happened? There's one thing that you could characterize this last week.
Last week,
we had 4th of July, we had the long weekend,
I know.
And then, you know, Monday, it's supposed to hit Matagorda, and then all of a sudden it turns right into us.
The wind was pretty strong, I'll say that.
Oh, my gosh.
The wind kicked up. We got way more than I expected since it went north. Not as much rain, which is fine with me. Any of us who were here riding out the Harvey, oh, man, that was terrifying. How hard that rained on top of us forever. That was awful. And, of course, the floods and how big of an impact. So, you know, all things considered, I'd much rather have the Category 1 windstorm than the – although there was flash flooding in Houston. Boy, do we flood easy.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Dude,
did you see some of the flooding? That's like we didn't even get
– middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, I've got to go out. JT's car is – his truck is in the street. I've got to go out and move it because it's up to my knees.
It got that high?
And yeah. Oh, yeah. It was above my knees.
See, I wonder if we got that kind of rain, if it flooded, because I didn't get up at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, I had to. My wife got up, and she was going to work. She knew she had to be over there at Channel 13.
Oh, so she drove and through all that stuff?
She couldn't. She couldn't get out. And then it dissipated, and then she went.
Yeah.
She went at about 6 in the morning. But she couldn't get out. It was so bad. I'm wading through.
Oh, so maybe it was like that. Maybe at my home, but I didn't see any.
Yeah,
signs
well, you
of
weren't up at
like
3.
That.
So
no.
Yeah,
I was. Well, I heard the wind. I was like, well, this is hitting us harder than I expected it to. But it's always great when a Category 1 hurricane can take out the city of Houston for multiple days and center point. I know I don't know everything, but I know enough that I've been reading. I read what CenterPoint said previously. It sounds like they overstated their preparedness, where they were ready to. Their preparation, you know, their thing is we've got to assess everything. We've got to do
that
this and that.
That was pretty. Those were pretty high winds, though.
No, those are high winds.
It knocked out some stuff.
Those are high winds, but I do question, apparently, based on some things they said, we've got 11,500 people that are set to deploy, and then we find out
right.
They're en route. Like, they say one thing, like they're ready to roll, and then the other thing was, and they're on their way.
Right, right,
they're
right.
Going to come in to
well,
town.
And I know somebody. JT's girl, her cousin came in from Missouri.
Uh-huh.
They flew in from Missouri, and so she was like, yeah, he's one of the guys they deployed and to get here to come and help. I mean, they do all of that stuff. You would think that, you know,
should have a priority.
We should have this down pat by now.
Yeah, no, we, yeah. We just had one May where there's multiple losses of electricity for a long time, and we don't have a down pat. And that's what pisses me off about the response is they don't. The response seems to. I don't know how long you were. I was without power 36 hours, and I'm glad we got it back. I worry for people who don't have it still.
Still, people don't.
I'm looking at the tracker now. Here's this tracker.
I'll tell you this. Hurricane now.
Right now, it says 1.3 million people still affected.
Still, yeah. I got mine last night about 7:30.
I mean, 1.3 million people still affected.
I'll tell you this.
What time? 7:30?
7:30 last night.
Oh, wow, yeah.
We were at the game, though. We went to the game last night, and I got a notice from them that we got that we had gotten power back. But we were the last time we were in an apartment in a high-rise during Harvey. I'll tell you, it's a lot easier than having a house during a hurricane. It's a lot easier because, well, on the 13th floor, you aren't going to catch any. If we would have flooded on the 13th floor, then everybody's dead.
It's Noah. Right. It's biblical.
Right. So this was, I don't know how many trees you had down. You couldn't even see my lawn. You couldn't see my lawn.
Because of, well, yeah, but probably most of them were smaller branches and leaves.
No, we had big two branches. Couldn't even move by myself.
Huge branches.
Huge.
Yeah, I've got two in the front. We cut out a big pecan tree in the backyard years ago, and then in the front we've got those two. What are the white flowers that bloom on it? I'm trying to remember the name of the tree, and that one just doesn't. It has not been a big problem. No, it's sturdy.
We have crepe myrtles in the back. That they were touching the leaves were touching the ground and they're fine.
They bounced back fine. I drove around the neighborhood. To be honest with you, there was more. Now there's a lot of stuff down, but it was not the. And there were some major branches. I mean, there were some major branches.
Dude, it looked like down. World War III out there.
So, well, was it worse there?
Everywhere in this city, there are trees all over the streets.
There are. I actually thought in my neighborhood it was worse after the tornado. Or I thought driving around the city of Houston, I thought I saw a lot of worse stuff after the tornado.
You did? Oh, yeah. I don't know. It was. My street was
trees
nothing
in the
but,
street
yeah.
that were on the side of the
did
road on Westheimer. There's a power line. I ran into
it. Did you see the pictures from Memorial? The trees uprooted. River Oaks, the trees uprooted.
Oh, no,
uprooted.
There was some. Yeah. No, I guess it was just in my neighborhood. I mean, there was branches, but I didn't see the uprooted trees. I did see them. If you didn't have your trees, this is why they say to prune the trees. Because if you don't, they just turns into a backstop where it catches all the wind. I did see some massive trees that had fall. Like, our city, this wasn't happening when I was a kid. I'll just tell you that, where trees were falling down. Giant rooted trees. Now it's just, and McCool, my buddy, he's in Belize now. They live in Sevilla. He's like, don't you pretty much at this point have to look into investing in a generator now, if you're in Houston, isn't it? Because it's like there's just too many events now.
Well,
and I was thinking, man, the guy next to me, all I could hear is,
yeah.
Like, son of a bitch.
No, no.
The one behind me.
Well, that's right.
On the other side, got one in the middle of it.
So last week or two, the week before, I went to meet Billy Whitaker. He's got a place called Bronco Power Boost, which is starting. We were supposed to start on Monday with it, but we weren't on the air. It is it's actually a battery. There's batteries that you attach to your power at your house. And it will keep your refrigerator on. It'll keep your TVs on, your Wi-Fi on. It'll keep some lights on.
So it's a backup.
It's not. A lot of people can't have generators because of what you just said. A lot of HOAs won't allow because of the noise.
Really?
Yeah. They won't allow you to have generators. And there's, you know, a lot of standalone businesses, or if you're in a strip mall or whatever, this is an alternative to that, which we are starting. I wish I had that thing. Oh, my refrigerator. We had no lights. We had no TV. It was awful. I wish I had that thing. I just learned about it last week, and here we needed it this week. So we'll be talking about that with, a little bit later in the show when I got his spot. But man, oh man, oh man. I want to be in the fencing business today, the roofing business today, generator business today.
I lost half my fence. I got to get a fence.
You got to get a fence?
Yeah, I got to get a whole new side fence, yeah.
Yeah.
I lost my fence. So fencing business for sure, roofing for sure. You're going to have roof stuff. I didn't see a lot, but yeah, arborists, if they haven't been called, well, about arborists, just the ones who remove and do all that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I saw them. They were busy. The
Well, there's work now.
The generator,
you know, those guys that sit outside of Home Depot.
Oh,
there's
no,
plenty of work out there for you.
I saw people. So in ours, it's at West Park and West Park and 59 Feeder, there's a Shell station. And all these guys hang out there. And I was seeing people get picked up left and right.
Yeah, yeah.
Left and right. I got in back in during Harvey, I picked up a couple dudes. And that sounds bad, but I picked up a couple guys to work on to help me. My family was out of town. And so the three of us were cleaning stuff up in my yard, front and backyard after Harvey. And I was like, hey, while you're here, can you get up in the gutters and just get some stuff out of there? And also, do you do drywall?
Yeah.
Got some drywall stuff in the house.
So it was an, oh my goodness, what a week. And you know, we had some loss of life, which is just some of the stories were just horrific. A tree falling through with a dad and his wife and kids, and it just landed on him and the wife and kids.
Police officer drowned in his car.
Yeah, I mean, just awful, awful stuff that happens all the time with this. But man, oh man, oh man, between us and Lake Charles, what the hell? What happened? Why do hurricanes hate us?
It's 10 years now. Floods. Remember, we had the tax day flood. We had the flood for Allison. The Golden State Warriors when I was there. Yeah. We had Allison. That was a while back, but
that's a little
funny. Allison was like 2000. But then we had 3 years of floods in a row. Then we had the Harvey, which was, you know, the worst of them all. We had the stupid derecho. I didn't even know they called it derecho. It's Spanish, it's derecho, but I didn't even know that was the name of it. When we had, what was that one? Was that the same as the hurricane? It was the tornado, right? Derecho is the same as the tornado, right? Is that the same thing?
Tornado, derecho was different. Derecho was different.
I honestly don't even remember.
That was just 3 weeks ago, a month ago.
I know, I don't even remember it. I get confused with all these things. Yeah, that was 3 weeks ago. There's so much of these things.
There was a giant across the street and next door, two giant limbs still out there from derecho 3 weeks ago, and now add on all of this as well.
Are you sure that wasn't the tornado?
That wasn't the tornado. Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah, it was a tornado they called, it was a derecho.
Yeah, derecho.
But what? Who's made this up?
I don't know.
What do you mean that's what it was? I just found out this is what it was being called.
I know.
Like yesterday on Twitter, I'm like, what?
Yeah, boy. And listen, and that's another point.
They're making up weather events for us.
Man, it is better to have, and if you're going to have a hurricane, it's better in September or October than July. Because when you lose heat in July, when you lose air conditioning in July, it blows.
And August.
Holy
crap. Oh, no,
We're
still in the middle of, don't worry, August will get even worse, and we're still in the middle of hurricane stuff as well. But stream is up, by the way.
Stream's up.
So if you're on, if you're listening on the air and you usually listen on the stream, go ahead and go to the 97.5 app and listen. But yeah, you're not lying, man. That was brutal. Spent a lot of time, you know, don't open the door. You know, we just kept waiting in the house, and then we'd go outside, and then you charge your phones out in your car, you're sitting in some AC. I sat in AC and watched some Wimbledon yesterday.
You did?
And my wife goes outside, starts picking up leaves and twigs and limbs. I'm like, I'm going to be the guy sitting in an air-conditioned car watching TV on a phone, and she's working. I knew she was doing that just to...
I did that to my kids.
It was a move, wasn't it?
Yeah, Wendy's working all day. I go, well, I mean, it looked like it was, honestly, you couldn't see
it. Well,
it
had to be done, but.
Front and back.
I knew she was just trying to put the heat on me. 10 bags
plus all of the steep branches that we had to move as well. And I chained my kids. My kids are sitting on the couch, and I'm out in the back, you know, just picking up everything. And I'm like.
Yeah, my kids.
When Frankie finally comes out, Dad, do you want some help? Well, what do you think?
Yeah.
Two
of my kids spent the night at their friend Ethan's house, who got power a day before us, which was fine. Get them out of here.
But, either of you have a chainsaw?
You what?
Either of you have a chainsaw?
Nope.
Nope.
Gotta borrow a chainsaw.
No, I didn't. I got one.
You got a chainsaw?
I have to get
one. How old are you?
What do you mean? I don't have one. I'm going to need one.
Oh, he needs one.
Oh, what happened?
Like, you know, not no.
Oh, yeah, Dell's got a house.
No damage to the front yard. Thankfully, I had actually trimmed the trees back a couple months ago, so I didn't have to really deal with anything. But the backyard, just a giant branch broke off, knocked down the fence. The fence needed to go anyway, but it's definitely gone now. But I need to get that thing out of there. I need to start.
Yep. No, you can't get it out by yourself.
Yeah.
I couldn't move by myself. No. I got a gigantic sitting in the street. Now, how are they going to pick up all of these trees in the streets in the city? How are they going to do it?
No,
I'm telling
it.
You, from derecho, my neighbor still has a gigantic branch in his front yard. It's all brown from derecho. It's still there.
Well, did he take it out and move it to
It was sitting there. It's been sitting there for a month.
Well, they're going to tell him, sir, you're going to have to do something about that.
No, they're supposed to come. You're supposed to call 311. Allegedly, you call 311, and they come and pick your stuff up.
Will they do that for Dell?
Yeah.
In the backyard?
I think so. Oh, I don't know about your backyard.
Yeah, it's the backyard.
I don't know your backyard. Think so.
If you've got a chainsaw, Dell, give out your address real quick.
Yes, Dell.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Give your phone number and address.
Not doing that, no.
I think that's perfect.
I'll come out and help you, but I don't have a chainsaw.
So how are you going to help me then? I don't want to talk with you.
I can bring my kids. We can try to lift it.
No, keep your kids away from me.
In the meantime.
I did come up here to watch the Euros. Yeah, we got AC yesterday, or we got the lights back on. It was kind of AC here. Lights came on, so I came up and watched the Euros. It came on at about 1 o'clock. George told me so. Oh. Yeah, so I went up here to watch.
So you left your family at home in the heat.
Well, two of the kids. No, my wife and daughter. Yeah, oh no, my wife wouldn't leave the house. This is her thing where she wanted to have this hanging over. Like, this is her badge of honor. I said, why don't we go to this person's house? Why don't we go? Oh, why don't you come up to the radio station? No, I'm fine here. And she's just reading a book. She finished a whole book reading in that hot ass house. It was about 82 in the house. She's reading in the house. Well, here's why. Now she can tell people, well, Lance is out in the car. He went up to the radio. Oh, yeah, it was rough. Well, Lance went up to the radio station where they had air conditioning to watch some TV, but I just stayed in the house the whole time where it was no electricity and just read a book. Oh, yeah. You're so much better than him.
Yeah, well, we did.
That's
that.
What it was.
We all stayed at our house, too. I mean, it's not like we went anywhere.
No, we stayed at our, no, we stayed at our I house. Go. I slept at the middle of the night. I can't use a CPAP machine. I realize now there's no way I would survive a week without my CPAP machine.
So you can, so that thought that you could survive in the wild for like 2 months, maybe that's gone. Maybe that's out now.
About that.
715 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yeah, I might have to
tell you this.
That.
An electric truck is a good thing to have during it because you've all your cell phones that you need to charge.
But you got to charge your. Well, you don't have electricity.
Yeah, I did in my car. I got an electric truck.
Yeah, but you don't anymore once it's done. Well, you can't drive it.
You got to have it full when it hits. And, you know,
I guess at your home, prepare for it. Yeah. It could just sit there with the charge, right? It doesn't lose charge if you don't drive it.
If you don't drive it. No. Well, it uses battery. Yeah, it uses some of your battery, but not very minimal.
Yeah.
While you're charging and you're in air conditioning in your truck, yeah. It's a good
place. Well, I don't know if you know this, but we have air conditioning in our cars, too.
Yeah,
I don't have an electric
gas.
Car.
Did you see the lines for the gas stations?
Yeah, did you see the lines
for McDonald's or Taco Bell?
Did you see the lines for Burger King, McDonald's, Taco Bell?
Burger King's like, yes.
Kane's had a line.
I live around the corner from that Burger King. There is never anyone there except a catastrophe. Then it's a lot around
there's
the block.
There's a restaurant called Hawaiian Bros at Westheimer and Hillcroft. Very few people are ever there.
Ever.
They were the first ones that I saw open. They had a line, I counted it, of 36 cars. The most cars, I was like, these people are crapping their pants, how excited they are. The most I've ever seen, though, there was a 90-car line for Cane's. Cane's opened, it was 90. The Burger King off of Richmond.
Why are you
long lines?
Why would you wait at that? My wife went and got Burger King. That's all they had. She said, I would like, you get cheeseburgers and fries, and that's it.
Yeah, you're not getting the pick of the menu.
I want a chicken. Now you get cheeseburgers and fries.
Have it your way.
Except today.
Nope.
You're not getting it your way. You're having it our way.
Yeah. And listen, if you're having problems at night, in the middle of the night, and it's dark, and you can't see anything, and you got to get up multiple times and go to the bathroom, that sucks. You might have an enlarged prostate. And here's the deal, is you got Doc Manavese here for you. And listen, do not get surgery if you think you have an enlarged prostate, or if your doctor tells you, yeah, you got an enlarged prostate, there's no cancer, it's all good, but you do have an enlarged prostate, we're going to have to perform surgery. No, you don't. No. You leave that office immediately, and you go see Doc Manavese, because all she gives you is an IV. That's it. And by the way, the process of the surgery, it's the worst. the worst. Do not get surgery if you have an enlarged prostate. You need Doc Manavese with her IV. It's so simple. It's so wonderful. It's the best process ever. If you're getting up in the middle of the night, you think you might have an enlarged prostate, go to 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com. So how in the, since we've been gone, we got bleeped twice. Hunter Brown. How does Hunter Brown not win Pitcher of the Month?
I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know, because we were out of June and into July when he just had this last start, so I have no idea.
And then how does Ronel Blanco not get on the All-Star team?
I was worried about that one. Just because he has no name value, and it's too bad because the guy's been terrific. But they can't have four Astros.
Yeah, well,
America's not going to let four Astros on an All-Star team anymore. They hate us. They hate us because they ain't us.
Well, they do hate us because they ain't us. But here's the deal, though. He's pitching on Sunday and against the Rangers, and you don't give up that start for him on Sunday to pitch in the All-Star game on Tuesday. And he can't. So even if he did make it, but it would be nice for a guy who's pitched the way that he has to come on the scene the way that he has. Is it all about the suspension? Is this why?
No. I just think it's because he's Ronel
Blanco. He's got better numbers than almost everybody out there.
I don't know. I think it's because he's the 30-year-old. You know, this isn't a young star. This is an aging player.
It's happened before, though, plenty. Just because a guy who has his career.
It has, but the Astros already have three All-Stars on the team. Listen, he's still an Astro. I think I could be wrong. Maybe in managerial circles it's not like this. But when it comes to if it's an Astro or someone else, I feel like they're going to look at, you know, whoever makes decisions, depending on who it will be each year, would rather have someone else.
Yeah.
I think there's some jealousy of the Astros. It's nothing against him. Look. Altuve, Tucker, Yordan, they got to make a team. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, Tucker, really? He hasn't been around in over a month,
but he was literally and he still has all-star numbers.
Yeah, he still has. There's no question he has all-star numbers, but he's not going to be around. He can't play in that game.
No.
He's not going to go straight to the all-star game
This has really been a sustained
injury. And surprisingly, you guys, while we were out, Lance McCullers had a setback. I did not see that coming.
I actually didn't see that. Yeah. He did?
He shut him down.
When did that happen?
He's done. He's not
during the hurt. During the power
just a
outage?
Couple days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After a throwing session, they had to shut him down.
Yeah, they had to shut him down, which is, I never saw that coming.
It's odd.
That is really crazy, actually, if you want to know the truth. Man, because he's been such a contributor.
Well, and then we got Verlander, who, you know, he's doing that whole baseball thing where apparently it's progress when you throw a baseball.
Yeah.
He's playing catch. So, and then he was asked about, hey, don't talk to me, talk to the trainers. And of course, the trainers aren't available, but he was asked about, hey, how'd that come about with progress? Hey, don't talk to me, talk to them. And the trainers don't talk. The Astros don't make those guys available.
Yeah, no, and Luis Garcia, AA getting lit up.
Ripped. It's not looking great for our injured pride. I mean, Lance McCullers may be done with baseball. Honestly, he's got so much going on. As much as we get frustrated, how frustrated has that guy got to be?
He
can't put two healthy years together in a row. Now he can't even just pitch in 2 years. Now it's like he can't even pitch in 2 years within a two-year frame. At some point, I guess we keep doing this. Lance McCullers, you just have to scratch him for this year, which I mentally was not even prepared for him to come back anyway. Luis Garcia, I was just waiting to get something positive. Justin Verlander, I figured he'll be back. And he will be back, but I don't know. He's 41. That's when these injuries just stop popping up on you like, what happened, Justin? I don't know. I just sneezed and my shoulder. I woke up one day and I can't bend my legs anymore. Oh, you hit 40.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. And here they are still fighting, just two back. They're three games over 500. They're in the thick of it. Yeah. Trevor Rogers has to be one of the worst pitchers in baseball. We were, I was at the game last night. And
did Dell go?
How they Dell wouldn't go. I
talked Dell, you that was a real ticket he had.
I had a real ticket.
Why would you not go?
To what? A Marlins Astros game in the middle
but
of
there were sweet seats.
Yeah, what were you doing? Watching Wimbledon?
Wimbledon's
over now.
I was watching.
Is it over?
In the afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh.
It ends in the afternoon.
Is it is the whole thing over?
No. His matches are really good right now.
You know, Messi against Canada. What else did I watch?
Oh.
I had to catch up some TV
Messi
stuff.
Messi finally scored a goal. He blows.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't want to see the Ronaldo stats. People have been crushing him for ruining Portugal for just being out there because he's too old to play. But, he's Ronaldo, so he still has to play. I had things to do that appealed to me more than hanging out with John.
So, Elena Rybakina, that's worth watching.
What? What are you talking about?
She's coming up on ESPN. Yeah.
Vekic is the one. Vekic is the killer.
Oh, yeah?
You can't beat Vekic, no matter how hard you try. Mm. I've been watching a lot of women, especially when my power's down. I've been watching something.
That makes one of us.
I was watching, and there's some good there's some good tennis going on. Nobody American, of course. It's like... One girl, I got a story to tell you off the air, but it's nothing salacious or anything, but I know somebody who played a live tennis event, and this girl, Madison Keys, was getting set to win. She had won, it was, three sets, right? She won the first set, the other girl won the second set, and then she was ahead in the third set, 5-2. So it was like minus 1,600. And this guy played 200 to win, he was laying 3,200 to win 200. And because it's like all she needs is one more. She's on a roll. And
she's
a fifth set. The other girl wins, Paolini, this girl on the bottom right here.
Wins, the Italian.
She went the Italian, yeah.
I was watching her yesterday.
She wins the third set. Or she wins the third game, and you just think it's over. But in the middle of the third game, she hurts her, the girl Madison Keys, the American, hurts her groin. And she's got to go get all this treatment. She takes a medical timeout. She starts crying. Then she's back out. And he's sitting there like, oh, my God. And she tries to serve. And just keeps playing through it and crying. Loss, loss, loss. It's 5-5, and he realizes... Oh, my God, I'm going to lose $3,200 because this girl got hurt. She's crying. He's like, quit. Because if it quit, it voids.
Oh, and did she quit?
She finally quit.
Oh.
She quit when she was about to lose 6-5. You had to win 7-5. She quit. It was a miracle quit for him.
Oh, my God.
A miracle
losing.
Quit.
Well, who's stupid enough to put $3,200 down to win $200?
I know.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, that dude deserves to get slapped around. So, I was watching a little Paolino. She's a little firecracker, the little Paolino girl.
She's cute. She's a little cute. All the people at Wimbledon like her. She's like, look at this little Italian girl.
She's like a little Altuve, only from Italy.
Yeah. She is. She's and there was an Italian yesterday named Sinner.
Yeah.
Who was, he doesn't look Italian.
You mean the number one player in the world?
Yeah, he looks just like a regular white guy.
Yeah, he lost yesterday.
Because he didn't look real Italian.
Well, no. Well, okay, he doesn't look real Italian. You're right about that. But
there's a lot of,
the second segment
of this,
we've been
Kivas.
Gone for a week and we're talking about stupid Wimbledon.
Well, you brought it up because you attacked me for not wanting to watch Marlins Astros with you. Were you watching Wimbledon? Yeah. So this is your fault.
Well, you were watching stupid Messi. Who cares about that? Okay.
So. Greatest of all time. Whatever.
Who's going to win? Colombia or Uruguay?
Ooh. Colombia's really good. James Rodriguez when he's playing for Colombia.
Colombia, it's not even been close. Spain and Colombia.
I'm hoping Colombia for Melissa.
Colombia and Spain have been the best. I thought Colombia, when I watched the Brazil match against them, I was like, Colombia.
Who's this 12-year-old for Spain?
Oh, dude, Lamine Yamal?
Yeah.
16, he'll be 17 in about 4 days.
Youngest goal scorer in Euro history.
He is really good.
Really good.
And their two wingers, Nico Williams, who we talked about last week, you think he should be playing DB from South Dade, I guess.
Yeah.
And also Lamine Yamal.
Spain. Yeah, they got two killers.
Spain. I wouldn't have predicted those two playing for your club, playing for your country.
So he'll actually, he still won't be able to drink by the time World Cup comes.
Spain, so I don't know.
No. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you mean in the U.S.?
But not in our country.
Yeah, not in our country.
And I hope he gets put in jail if he does it.
Yeah, I hope he is.
I hope he's jailed if he tries to drink in our country.
Because?
What if he's not in our group? What do you care?
Now, wait. Well, when we come back.
We still got to get
through. Hold on. When we come back.
And we're going to get there.
Mike Gundy gave us a good insight into, it's maybe Lamine Yamal can drink.
This is
Mike Gundy.
How many drinks, though?
Well, yeah. 1,000. 1,000, because that's how many Gundy. That's how many times Gundy is drunk.
Wait until you hear Mike Gundy say something out loud. Look, it's not a conversation that hasn't been had lots of times by lots of people, but we all know that's not one that you have in the middle of a media day for a player who was busted for DUI.
Nope.
And what about what he said? We got to talk about what about he said. Well, he's going to play, so maybe his punishment is this.
No.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out what his punishment is.
He's suspended for half the season. He's suspended for half the season. We'll tell you how Ollie Gordon is suspended for half the season next. It's different than any other suspension I've ever seen, but it's next. Time for us to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing. There's a chance that you've got some kind of issues now after Beryl. What kind of stupid name is that for?
Beryl.
No, Beryl. It's Beryl.
But not in the South.
Who names their girl Beryl?
Not in the South. We say Beryl.
Well,
I knew a Beryl. Beryl Ketchum.
A girl?
No, a guy.
Well, I know. This is a woman's name, actually.
He's a three technique.
Well, now.
He wore those forearm pads.
Billy Brown is telling you this about it. Billy Brown is telling you, listen, if you've got any issues after the storm, he's here for you. Whatever it is. And if you don't have his number in your phone, I just can't help you anymore. I really can't help you anymore because it's ridiculous. 281-488-6238. No matter what it is, I don't know how in some way, shape, or form that you have water issues since then. Well, here's the deal, too, is there's a lot of dirty water that was passing through your pipes. If you're not cleaning the resin out of your tankless water heaters, guess what?
I might have to do that. I need to do it again. It's been a year. You know, you're supposed to do it every year. And if you need a tankless water heater, if you're interested in a tankless water heater, they can get the installation done for you. And it's a way that you have that forever hot water. And it's great. They make it so easy for you. But any of the issues that you have, whether it's potentially under the slab or whether it's something more minor like a leaky faucet or a backed up toilet, a backed up sink. I mean, there's one name to call, and it's our friends from Aqueduct Plumbing Company. And Aqueduct Plumbing Company is going to be here for you. They are the official plumber of ESPN 97.5's morning show, John Lance Dell and Alina Rybakova, or whatever her name is. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
All right, welcome back. We got What'd You Learn This Weekend. Well, it's going to be What'd You Learn This Week in one sentence coming up in the next segment here. So get yours ready. What did you learn this week in one sentence? Because I wonder what Tom learned. What'd you learn about women in a hurricane? I'm pretty sure. Well, and Tom on a mobile is probably going to have to call in too. What he learned about some women during a hurricane.
I didn't learn anything this week. Well, I kind of learned something, but I can't talk about it. But I learned something a week, like years ago. Don't ever. When a woman is complaining about her lack of power, minimize it by telling her how much about your lack of power.
They don't care.
She didn't like it. This was like a decade ago. You know, one of our many storms that we've had here. I don't remember which one it was. But she talked about her lack of power, but she was able to use her neighbor's generator to like charge her phone. None of my neighbors have a generator, so I'm not sure what you're complaining about.
Ooh.
And she wasn't thrilled.
Ooh. She wasn't thrilled with you about that.
You learned that a decade ago?
Well, it was probably longer. I can't remember which storm it was. This was probably when I was like college.
Were you mansplaining her how your life was
harder? I was in college and everyone's hot and tired and sweaty. And I'm like, you've got a generator handy. I don't have one. I don't really want to hear from you right now. About your complaint. I didn't put it in those terms, but I pretty much said, you've got it better than most.
Ooh,
she didn't like it.
No, she doesn't like that when she's complaining.
She's complaining.
During complaints?
And I said, hey, I'm doing a little worse over here.
Yeah.
How about you wrap it up a little bit?
Oh, wow.
Don't wrap it up a little bit.
These are what I'm. I know.
She said, how about you wrap it up? How about you don't have to wrap it up?
Well, of course, I didn't say it. I can't remember exactly what I said. It was like, watch yourself, John. You're aggressive in the morning here. I don't remember exactly what I said.
The bad kids are on their way to school.
But it was like a decade and a half ago. I don't remember exactly, but it wasn't looked at kindly by her.
Okay.
So don't ever.
That's something we learned, but that was
in college. I learned that. Don't ever minimize their issues with your own.
Yeah. My biggest takeaway from things I learned in college was never, ever tell your professor that you're happy for him, his wife being pregnant.
When she's not?
Yeah, and she wasn't.
Mm.
It turns out she wasn't.
Turned out. Well, yeah, she was just.
Honest mistakes.
She was just heavy.
Honest mistakes were made.
She just had a gut.
I don't ever comment on what a woman's appearance is just to avoid any complications.
No, I was dumb. I was in college.
Did you hear Trump over the weekend? You don't comment on how people look on women. She was very attractive, but you don't comment on how people look. And then he called Chris Christie. He slyly called him a fat pig. And there was some guy who was saying, Chris Christie is fat. And then he also said he was a pig. And he kept saying he was a fat pig. And I said, we don't say that. We don't make fun of people's appearance. And he said it multiple times, fat pig. Did you see this comment?
It's perfect. He's the best.
His rallies are just like stand-up comedy for him.
He's
Chris Christie's a fat pig, isn't he? Everybody's a fat pig.
I think he's going for...
Just crowd work?
No, he's...
Stand-up comedy is called crowd work.
Yeah. He's trying to prove how much he can ad-lib as opposed to Joe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he's been doing that for a while, ad-libbing. I think that's just kind of who he is. She's very attractive, but we don't talk about how attractive people are. I love people for their insides, not their... Not the way they look. Nope. Don't say anything. Just let it go, John.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes you don't have
say
to.
Anything.
You don't even have to go, well.
Know what you're thinking. You don't need to tell us.
You don't even have to make that, we know where your mind's at. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Back on the air. I haven't seen my granddaughter hasn't been able to see us for a week now, and she's watching now. So that's awesome. The baby's
You know watching. What I've learned? And it's something I should have, take into account before. Like it's a little disconcerting when the world goes on around you. Like, no, like, outside of this area, who's been affected greatly by it, everyone's like, huh, our lives are normal. Once you get a speck of the internet because maybe you're in the right part of town where the phones are up so you can check your phone a little bit, and the world's just going on.
Oh no,
you're
like, yeah. I think Dax. I'm like, what are y'all talking about?
What are you talking about? Dax walking in a
lined
boot
up down the. And I even said, FEMA, we need help. There were like 12 people standing in line outside of a Subway by my house. Yeah. I'm like, this is drastic.
If there are 30,
this is dire.
Listen, if there are 30 cars waiting for a Burger King, it's a tragedy.
Exactly. You guys need to send FEMA, and you need to also, but I think we'll see how many things are open today. I just saw, according to the stat, because you can't really see an outage tracker, because CenterPoint, who took in $6 billion, can't keep an outage tracker up on their own website.
No, did you see what they were using? How people were knew where?
Well, the Whataburger app.
The Whataburger
except
app.
One of the things was wrong. Somebody went there, and it was completely.
Oh, it was wrong?
Yeah, but customers restore. Here it is. I'm getting customers affected. Still have 1.36 million people. So if you, for some reason, are listening to the show in your car because you're in air conditioning, because you're hot, you're not sleeping well, really sorry that you're having issues, and hopefully that gets fixed for you today. I did read where they think most of it, they're going to have a big chunk done today, but there's still a lot of people who are really, really unfortunate. And maybe some of the people listening, you guys are some of those. If you want to give us a call during What Did You Learn This Weekend, love to hear from you and hope you get your power back. But still, it says 1.3 million people still affected.
That sucks.
I know power.
That sucks. We just got it back last night. I feel lucky. I do. Feel lucky because there are people that are still out there. All right. Well, here we go. 713-780-3776. I think do our phones work? Do we know?
I mean, I can always call to make sure, but I think they do.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
let's go.
Listen, that's not a gimme. Okay, stop that. Oh, phones work. Really?
I said think. I didn't say I was sure.
All right. So, what did you learn this week in one sentence? You get one sentence to tell us. It's not this weekend. It's the whole week. We haven't been here since last Wednesday, a holiday show, July 3rd. So 713-780-3776. What did you learn this last week in one sentence?
Well, you might as well tell people to cut it out.
It's not working?
Nah, I just called. We're getting that user busy message. So tweet at us, and we'll get to them as we can.
Yeah, tweet us. At John Granato, at Lance Zerline.
And Lance is checking Twitch and YouTube. You can do that, too.
Yeah, Twitch. I'm up on Twitch. And, you know, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You guys can tell us on Twitch or at John Granato, at Lance Zerline, at Del V2. I knew.
There's always a chance.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew.
The last live I've got is Charlie Epps Golf from June 15th.
That's the last live what?
Look, I don't have live on YouTube. I'm trying to get to the YouTube.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know what the deal is.
You should just be able to type in ESPN Houston on YouTube.
I'm on Twitch, so we got that.
I do ESPN Houston streams. It's here. It doesn't show that.
All right. 713. At John Granato, at Lance Zerline, at Del V2.
Wait, is today July 10th?
Right now, I'm
talking. Oh, I got it. Yeah, I got it, too.
Surprisingly, it was user error.
Yeah. At John Granato, at Lance Zerline, at Del V2. Tell us what you learned this week in one sentence. I'm talking about HR&P right now. I learned that HR&P, listen, how great is this? HR&P was like, you know, you get all this free time off. Yeah, but I had a hurricane to get it off, okay? I don't want all this time off if I have to have a hurricane, HR&P. So stop telling me how lucky I am to have time off. I would much rather have been here than have a hurricane. Look, if you would rather have a hurricane, maybe you shouldn't be working. But here's the deal. HR&P is here for you. If you're an employer and your people don't want to show up for work, well, HR&P is here for you. Are your people making mistakes at work? Are they trained well in HR? HR&P does all of that as well. All the training that you need, all the decisions that you have to make about HR. Those are not easy decisions. HR&P are professionals, and they know what the HR rules are. You don't. So don't try to do this yourself. Don't try to do your payroll yourself because you're not good at it, because you're not doing it as economically as you possibly can with HR&P. They're great at it. They can save you money, save you the bottom line. They're awesome, awesome, awesome. Look, if your company is growing and you need to start doing payroll or you need somebody else to do your payroll, HR&P is here for you. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, 25 or HRP.net. Welcome back here.
Can I tell you what I learned this weekend?
Yeah, go ahead. You start.
I learned that if you are a mom and pop business or a small business of any kind in the food world, you will do anything and everything to be open.
Yes. And listen, that goes to the bottom. All these managers of these little standalone franchise restaurants, man, they got to make. I'm telling you, there is no one ever at the Burger King, ever.
Yeah.
And when we had Rachel and now this, lined up down Richmond.
Oh, yeah. Let the power go out for a little bit, and then somebody else had power. Like I said, the Hawaiian Bros, I never seen anyone there, hardly ever, and it was a monster line. Brian Zygo said, did you venture over to Asia Town on Bel Air? He said, I remember lots of places there were open before Harvey was even done with this. I mean, I've got little Middle Eastern restaurants, and if they have any power, they are going to be open. And some had no power, like grocery stores that were on a generator, but they opened up and it had to be cash only. I've seen that before, but can't really open up if you don't have power and you're a restaurant. But taco trucks were booming over by my house.
Yeah.
Those things. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I learned if you don't have a generator, just a small one, let the fridge go. It's not worth the hassle. Okay. I learned that refrigerators, the ice starts to melt and wets your floor all around your refrigerator when it's been down for 2 days.
We dealt with that.
I learned that some people haven't been through a hurricane and fill their gas tanks the night before. Art said, okay, if you've got a generator and you want to fill up your gas, but you idiots that are filling up your cars, people getting gas for generators, cool. All others getting gas just because you're pigs. That's true. That is kind of true.
Yeah.
Well, now wait a minute. Well, no, if you're not going to have gas, you need to get gas. If
you should
it's a
have
flood,
done that, you should have been prepared a little bit.
I had it on Saturday.
Get it the night before.
I got on Saturday, and it was key because, you know, it got hot. My power's out for two different spurts. It came on, then went out again twice. But the initial one was out for about 12 hours. So I'm just driving around trying to find cell service just to, you know, get texts from Joe or other people. I couldn't get them at home.
No,
so
I couldn't either.
I was trying to drive around just to find a spot where maybe a text will come in. I could send one or call someone.
I've got – so in our house, my wife's got Verizon.
Yeah.
And I have Verizon JT's too. Girl, she came down – to first time in Houston, she came down for a hurricane.
Bad timing,
nice.
Certainly.
She's got Verizon. But the rest of us, we got AT&T. I learned AT&T blows. Okay? And there was an AT&T truck driving through our tree neighbor – you know, our streets full of trees, driving through our neighborhood, and I screamed at him, "You blow!"
How did that person respond to you?
They're like, "What are we?
He didn't.
What are we doing?"
Yeah. I learned that. Wait, I don't understand this one. I learned that at ESPN 97.5, they don't like pooping or peeing in a bucket.
Oh, this goes to the when you made us work when that's dumb thing. We had that. Del, were you here when we had the hurricane
in 07?
Our satellite dragged, scraped across the roof and caused flooding in the building.
I was only an intern at the time.
Yeah, it caused flooding in the building. Yeah. All the water was out. The workers, the restoration workers, the emergency workers were here, you know, because of us. And they just decided to start, the dumps were already piling up in the toilet. So they started taking dumps in our I can't talk about
it. No, it was bad.
It was we were doing a show in here.
Oh, this is a song. This is a song I play every time we do this.
It was a show in here, and it smelled as Roe. You remember Roe, the sassy black lady who used to work here? She said it smelled like open ass. Oh, God. That phrase is something I'd never heard. That's the only time I've ever heard that phrase in my entire life. I've never heard it again.
Well, I like recover from that. Gary says, I learned this weekend that center point sucks. You should have known that previous, Gary.
I mean,
they're trying hard.
Yes, it's just they're unprepared. I mean, for whatever
they're
reason.
Trying. I really learned that working for HEB, not for the faint of heart.
Ooh.
Why?
Ooh,
what happened?
Well, it's a madhouse. I thought people were being crazy. Limit 2 loaves of bread. This is the day before.
Yeah, 2 water.
And I'm like, what are y'all doing? It's not even going to hit us that bad.
It got us,
We got whacked,
Four-way, Dave learned four-way stops are worse than no electricity. They're dangerous.
Four-way stops. Again, well, I learned that I'm kind of a jerk.
Driving?
So I learned when you go to the airport, and if you it was backed up all the way to the 69, not all the way up the feeder to the exit. So if you go in the right lane and go all the way up and then turn left from the right lane, that people will beep at you and not be happy with you.
Well, yeah.
You learned that? You're one of those guys?
I learned that.
We hate you.
But then it was all the way back. I learned a back way into, I was into the terminals. It was awesome. It was backed up all the way from this four-way stoplight. And
when was this?
You take a right, and then you take a left, and there's a private driveway. Yesterday.
So you left town again?
No, I brought Frankie to the airport.
Oh, I thought you went John. They're already calling you John Cruise.
No, I didn't leave.
They thought you left. Greg Abbott's gone. I guess he already had this planned.
I was in the middle of it. Okay, I hunkered down like the people.
Jason learned, apparently, between being off for 7 days and John Granato doing the same, my Coors Light stock went up.
Coors Light did go up. Did go way up. Way up.
Got this. I learned that if you're the only house in the entire neighborhood with a generator that powers your entire house, and he said it was not me, maybe just turn off your porch light so you're not rubbing it in our faces.
Yeah, man.
I learned that if you bet the over on drinks, I will have at a wedding, I won't let you down, says Jared. I learned that Jeff Van Gundy still has some moves. Not really. He doesn't really have moves. He's on the assistant. Did you see him? He was acting like LeBron had to guard him, and they were running a different type of offense, so they had to. Jeff Van Gundy was out on the court.
Yeah. I learned that this flag kid, he can play.
Cooper?
Cooper is real.
Yeah. He's for
real. Have you seen him against the Olympic team?
Yes. He's 17
years
old.
He's dominating the game.
Won't turn 18 until December. He is That's why everyone was saying you don't give away draft picks for next year. You hang on to next year's pick because of Cooper Flagg and this, that, and the other. But between him and Lamine Yamal, who's the little superstar 16-year-old about to be 17-year-old for Spain, I'm like, man, they're growing young right now.
We can play.
No, apparently Chase learned that J.J. Watt will be a Texan again.
Where?
What?
So that thing circled around again.
Again?
Yeah. Okay. J.J.'s out there working out and showing off.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Stop already with that. Hopefully we don't need J.J. You know what I'm saying?
He is waiting for
And
the
by
call.
The way, Danico Autry can always move outside too if we need him.
I learned that retired Mark Berman is damn good is better on Twitter than when he was employed Mark Berman. There is no difference.
No, there is no difference. He's still giving you updates on game. Jose Altuve just doubled in a run. Really? I mean, I'm watching. Okay, thanks. Thanks for that. Pepe Le Pew, I can't read that one. I learned that our emergency operations center needs a better roof. Oh, what about our NRG Stadium roof? Do you see that?
What?
Oh my God! It broke. The roof broke. I was driving. I had to take two airport trips yesterday. Coming down 610 towards Kirby from downtown from Hobby, dude. There is a gigantic panel out of the top of NRG. Gigantic panel out.
How can you see it? You can see it?
Oh, yes. You could see the giant hole in it. No, well, it's kind of angled, so you can see it. No, and it is a gigantic panel taken out.
Huh.
And it's going to be a big project.
Well, they have an Inter-Miami match coming August 3rd.
Guess what? Lionel it ain't going to be fixed back. By them. I don't know what they're going to do. It is a massive... This thing took off a gigantic... Not that that thing was any good anyway. Not that that roof was any good anyway.
Right? They better get something fixed because they got a lot of money at stake on those on Messi tickets.
Yep.
I bought four tickets. I think I'm going to have to sell them.
It's just going
to
be hot while you're watching them. That's all. Okay? That's all. How about that?
No, we don't do that here.
What did you learn this weekend in one sentence brought to you by Free Rain? We appreciate you. Thank you, Free Rain Coffee. Go to 975coffee.com.
Our friend Jones says, I learned what it feels like to not lose power in every storm for the first time. There were some people who didn't lose power. They were the lucky ones.
Yeah, I don't tell.
I usually don't, but I
did
this time.
How about everybody in my neighborhood except four houses, and I was one of the four?
Yeah. Really?
Everybody in our neighborhood, nobody lost power.
Yeah, I don't like to tell the stories because generally I'm okay, but during Hurricane Harvey, didn't lose power for a second.
I didn't either.
You didn't?
Yeah.
I didn't lose power during Harvey either.
I didn't either, but I was in a high rise.
Well, I was in a normal neighborhood, just didn't lose it for whatever reason.
I didn't lose it. That was good. Time for me to talk about Hoops. I'm going to tell you this. If Hoops came and installed their goal at your house, you did not lose that goal because it's the best installation you could possibly have. It is, I'm telling you, they're going to cement it in. It's going to be concrete. It's going to be perfect. It is going to be perfect. With the bolts, it doesn't move. I'll bet you that your goal didn't move during the hurricane. I'll bet you that. As opposed to when you go to the box store.
I got, because we moved houses where I had the hoops installed. Yeah. So we moved to another one, left the goal there. We've got one. It's the box one. Yeah. Woke up at
where was
5
it?
O'clock. And it smashed into my wife's car.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's got the roll, but you put water in it to keep, you know, to keep the base there. Whoom!
That's,
so I had to go out in the rain and move that thing and pull it down. Yeah.
Have you been listening to what Jonathan's saying over the years? What are you
have
doing?
Have you not listened?
I know, but I didn't expect the hurricane to blow it into my wife's car.
Well, see, but that's what happened. You know what didn't happen with a hoops goal? That. Because it's not moving, okay? Because it's the best goal you could possibly have. So I'm telling you, yeah, go to the box store and get one. Put sand in it or water like Lance does and see how it ruins your car, okay? Don't do what Lance does. Do what I tell you. Get the hoops goal. The raising and lowering of the goal with a drill now, it is perfect. You're looking for the best way to get that goal for the kids. There's only one goal to get. ProDunk.com, that's ProDunk.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.